Advaita Makaranda, which is a text speaking about nectar, honey of Advaita. And the text begins by Swayam Prakashetaji, starting off with Mangalacharana Shlokas. There are 5 Mangalacharana Shlokas, and then Swayam Prakashetiji finishes, and then Lakshmidhar Kavi begins his Mangalacharana. So first is all Mangalacharana. So let's start with the first shloka. Nityam nirantaranandam chidganam chidghanam brahma nirbhayam Shrutyatarkanubhutibhyam Ahamasmyadvayam sadam Nityam nirantaranandam Chidganam chidghanam brahma nirbhayam Shrutyatarkanubhutibhyam Ahamasmyadvayam sadam Aham, sada, at all times, advayam asmi. This is what the shloka is saying. I am the non-dual self. At all times, always. This is my nature. This Advayam is also Nityam, means eternal. Nirantaram, Nirantara Anandam. And continuous bliss. There is no antara between the bliss. So Nirantara, ever blissful. Chidghanam. Filled with consciousness, mass embodiment of consciousness. Brahma, which is called Brahma, and Nirbhayam, without fear. So this is who I am. This is what Swayam Prakashetiji's experience is telling. How did I get this experience? Shrutya, by Shruti, by scriptures. Tarka, by logic. And Anubhutibhyam, by my personal experience. So these 3 things helped me realize that I am Nityam. Nityam means eternal. But eternal is representing what? Eternal is a representation of the Sat Swarupa. We only say that which is eternal is that which is going to last in all 3 states. So Sat alone is. That is why we say it is Nitya. Anytime you hear the word Nitya, connected to Sat, Sat Swarupa. Nirantaranandam, Ananda Swarupa. And which kind of Ananda? It is not Vishayananda. Because if it is Vishayananda, there is Antara. Vishayananda has a pause. When we do the bhoga of the Vishaya, Ananda increases. Once the Vishaya is gone, once the object is gone, the Ananda goes down. Ananda turns into Dukkha. So the joy of the world is not Nirantara. But here, the Ananda Swarupa is Nirantara, without any pause, without any break. And Chidghana, embodiment of consciousness. So, Chit Swarupa. So, Sat Chit Ananda, that is mentioned by Nityam Nirantara Anandam Chit Ghanam. This is the nature of Brahman. That is what is Brahman. So, Brahman is that which is big, that which is vast. That's what we call as Brahman. And when one knows this, there is no fear. The knowledge of the self removes fear. So nirbhaya, without fear. Fear is caused of unknown. Because I do not know, I'm afraid of what is going to happen next. But if I know, I enjoy what I'm doing. And I know I am the Satchidananda. I have no fear of the world. I have no fear of anything. Without fear. Shruti, we talked about this idea last week. Shruti is to represent Shravana. So by Shruti, by doing the Shravana, I came to know about this Brahman. By Tarka, logic, I did Mananam. So logic is necessary to convince myself that I am this Brahman. So Tarka. And it is not Kutarka. We're not doing false logic. We're not doing unnecessary arguments here. It's a logic to understand the subtlety of the truth. That is why logic is needed. And anubhuti. Direct personal experience, which came about because of nividhyasa, because of samadhi abhyasa. And what did I come to know? Aham advayam asmi. I am the non-dual self. This shloka is also considered as vastu nirdesha rupa mangala. So mangalacharana, mangala means auspiciousness. To invoke auspiciousness by remembering the vastu. Nirdesha is to indicate. What is indicated? The vastu. Vastu is the subject. And subject here is Jiva Brahma. Subject is not Brahman. We're not trying to know Brahman. Because to know Brahman as, you know, Sat, Chit, Ananda. There is Brahman which is existing, consciousness, bliss. That is the nature. That is just information. But the knowledge is, I am that Brahman, that becomes Jiva Brahma Ikya. So it is very much important that to that Brahman, I associate the Jiva and say, Jiva is that Brahman. So Jiva Brahma Ikya Gnana. That is what is indicated by this Ahamasmi. So Shruti is telling that this is the nature of Brahman and my experience has come about now that I am that Brahman. This is the Vastu Nirdesha Rupa. So that Vastu, Jiva Brahma Ikya, is indicated by the Shloka and it is the greatest form of auspiciousness. Because to remember, to invoke, the grace of the self and to begin something, then there is no fear at all that I will not complete, that obstacles will come in my way which will not allow me to complete what I'm doing. I am the self. That fear is gone. Nirbhayam. So the first auspiciousness is invoked of I am this Brahman. Now the next shloka. Amba gruhita vamardham. Vande Chandra Kaladharam. Lavanya Madhura Karam. Karunya Rasavaridhim. Amba Gruhita Vamardham. Vande Chandra Kaladharam Lavanya Madhurakaram Karunya Rasavaridhim. This shloka is Ishvara Namaskara Rupa Mangala. So auspiciousness is invoked by prostration to Ishtadevata. From this shloka, we can infer that Swayam Prakashetiji's Ishtadevata was Lord Shiva. Because all the descriptions are given us of Lord Shiva. So, namaskar to Lord Shiva. Aham Vande, I salute, my prostration, to whom Amba Gruhita Vam Ardham. Ardham, half. Vama Ardham, left half. And Amba Gruhita held by Amba. So Ardhanarishvara form of Lord Shiva. The left part is Goddess Parvati and right part is Bhagavan Shiva. To show the balance of Purusha and Prakriti. This creation is not possible without this Ishvara. Who is the, as we had seen in our previous text, Dakshinamurti, who is the material cause and the efficient cause. In bhakti, we say it is ambagrhita vama. That is a devotion. And another way to see it is one who has offered half of himself to Goddess Parvati. Chandra Kala Dharam. Dharam, upholding. Chandra Kala. Kala means a phase. And you know, moon has 15 phases, and then actually 16 phases of the moon. The Purnima is not really a phase, but you know, it is considered as that. So waxing, waning, 16 phases. So one of the phase is held by Lord Shiva. And the beauty is in a humorous way. The form that Lord Shiva holds is the crescent moon. So the humorous thing is, at night, and the crescent moon reminds us of the smiling nature. You have to have a smile, right? That's how the smile goes, right? So the crescent moon is showing this idea that the heaven is smiling upon us, and we should not frown upon ourselves. We should also smile. We should also be happy. Bhagwan is smiling. That is in a funny way, but phases represent time, change in time. From one phase to another, it represents that change. And one who upholds this is beyond time. So description of Lord Shiva is one who is beyond time can only uphold time. Otherwise, we are cooked by time. Kalaha pachati. Time cooks us. So we are not in control. So this is to show the Ishwaratva, the lordship of Bhagavan. Chandra Kaladharam. Lavanya Madhurakaram. Lavanya means charming. Madhura, sweet. Akaram, form. So Lord Shiva's form is charming and sweet. In context, we hear that Lord Shiva is the one who puts bhasma all over himself. And he lives in cremation ground with all the bhuta pishacha. He looks very terrible. His form is just terrible in nature. Actually, that's not true. Lord Shiva is one of the most beautiful form in creation. So that is who Lord Shiva is. So charming, mesmerizing. So Lavanyam Madhurakaram. But who is this? Who is this Ishvara? When one takes refuge into this Lord and one surrenders and says, one, thy will shall be done. Then Karunya Rasa Varidhi. Varidhi is ocean. And Karunya Rasa, ocean of essence of compassion. So Bhagwan has so much love, so much compassion for us, that when Bhagwan sees a struggle, Bhagwan will not simply let us struggle. To those who say, I am Jiva and I want to struggle, then Bhagwan says, okay, tathastu, you struggle in your own. But those who say, no, Bhagwan, I don't want to struggle. I have surrendered myself unto you, then Bhagwan cannot see them struggle. He comes and helps them. This is the idea of Karuna. Karuna, compassion, is where it propels the other person to do something for the other. Whereas pity is when you just feel sorrow in your heart about somebody, but you will not do something about it. You see a person walking down the street with torn jeans and torn clothes. You feel pity for them. But then where you stop and then you lift them up, get them to a shelter, that is compassion. That is doing something where you could not see that sorrow. This is what Bhagavan does for us. He sees us submerged in this ocean of samsara. And he pulls us out. So, ocean of compassion. There is abundance of compassion that it will never go away. Ishvara Namaskara Rupamata. So, prostration to Ishta Devata, Lord Shiva. Now, the next three shlokas, 3, 4, and 5, are a Namaskar to Guru. So, Guru Namaskara Rupamata. First shloka number 3. Kaivalyananda Yogindra. Padakanjara Joravihi. Rajate me hridakashe. Mohadvantanivartakah. Kaivalyananda Yogindra Padakanjara Joravihi. Rajate me hridakashe. Mohadvantanivartakah. This first word is actually a full word. That first line is actually one full word. Kaivalyananda Yogindra Pada Panka, Pada Kanjara or Pada Pankaja. Both are same. Pada Kanja or Pada Pankaja. Both are same. Rajaha Ravi. So Ravihi, son. Rajaha Ravihi. Rajaha is the dust. The dust is the sun. That is it. The dust is the sun. Okay. Which dust? Pada Kanja. Pada Kanja means, Kanja means lotus. So Pankaja we say, right? Pankaja, that which is born from Panka, Kichad. Kam means water. So when you remove the pa and you only have ka, then it means born from water. When you say panka, then means born from the muddy water. Because we find lotuses in muddy water. So pada kanja, lotus feet. So the dust of the lotus feet is the sun. Whose dust of the lotus feet is the sun? Kaivalyananda Yogindra. So the dust of Kaivalyananda Yogindra's lotus feet is the sun. Who is Kaivalyananda? So we can infer from this that Kaivalyananda must have been the guru of Swayam Prakashananda. Like for us, Gurudev, like that. For Swayam Prakashananda is Kaivalyananda, Yogindra. So Kaivalyananda, one who is abode of bliss. Only bliss alone is there. And he's a Yogindra. He's the best among the yogis. He is perfectly united with the nature of the self. This guru, his dust is that sun which does what? nivartaka, the last word, mohadvanta nivartaka. Nivartaka means it removes. Removes what? Dvantaka. Sorry, dvanta. Dvanta means darkness. Moha. So the darkness of delusion is removed by the sun of the lotus feet of Guru. Where is this moha? Where is this moha residing? Me hridakashi. In my cave of heart. Heart, akasha, space. Heart space means the cave. Rajate shines. So the whole shloka meaning is this, that the dust of the lotus feet of my guru Kaivalyananda Yogi is like the sun, which removes, which shines in my heart and removes the darkness of moha. Simple thought is this. Heart space means what? Heart space doesn't mean that the cavity of our heart, you know, where the blood is pumping up and down. That's not a heart space we're talking about. Okay? Heart space is our core personality. That personality which tells us you are a jiva. And that personality which is telling us that you are a jiva is the greatest moha. And that moha is creating this darkness around me. And when I allow this knowledge to shine, which is given to me by my service to the Guru, when I prostrate to the Guru, I come to touch that dust. And in that process, I am able to know the truth. Now, people sometimes, I don't remember where I heard it. Scientifically, people say, you know, there is a scientific reason behind prostration. Because when you bow down, you activate your Agnya Chakra. That is how you bow down. And so many different things people say. Simple thing. In prostration, I am telling that my ego needs to be crushed by your lotus feet. And because it is your lotus feet, is very soft. So you will crush it, but you will make sure that it is not broken. My heart is not broken. So with that love and compassion, you crush my ego so that I can come to know my true nature. To my guru is this prostration. Now continues forward, shloka number 4 and 5. It could be, now we're unsure whether Swayam Prakash Yati ji had only one guru or many gurus, or it is, you know, like how our Guru Shishya Parampara is there in Chinmayanish. That currently Swami Tejo Menonji is the guru. His guru was Swami Chinmayananji, and his guru was Swami Tapovan Maharaj. It could be that this is a succession of the Guru Parampara, or it could be that these next two shlokas are also other gurus of Swayam Prakash. Like how Puja Gurudev had two gurus, Swami Shivananji and Swami Tapovan Maharaj. So like that it also could be. So we don't know, but nonetheless, the shlokas are very beautiful. Let's take it. Shuddhananda padam bhoja. Dvandvam seve yadudbhavam. Nirvana rasamaswadya. Hrishtashishyalipantayah. Shuddhananda padam bhoja. Dvandvam seve yadudbhavam. Nirvana rasamaswadya. Hrishtashishyalipantayah. That word seve. Seve means serve. I serve. Whom do I serve? This is what Swayam Prakashati ji is saying, is I serve my guru's lotus feet. Pada ambhoja. Dvandvam. Dvandvam means two. Pada ambhoja. Ambhoja. Ambha means water. Ja is born. So again, lotus. And pada, feet. So born from, sorry, lotus feet, both feet of Shuddhananda. So my teacher Shuddhananda's both feet I serve. And what do I get by serving? Yat Nirvana rasam udbhavam. This service gets me Nirvana rasa, the essence of Vairagya, the essence of the bliss of Brahmanhood, from where there is no return. Nirvana. So once you reach, there's no return back. This is Udbhavam. This comes about when I serve my Guru. What is good? What is, you know, what, how is this helpful to me? So I, aswadhya, enjoying this, I become Hrishtaha, become happy. So this is that swad, this is that rasa, which will never become arasa, which will never become distasteful. You keep on eating something that is sweet, after a while you will get completely distasteful about that sweet, right? We say, you know, I have a sweet tooth now, a sweet mouth, that I need to have something bitter. I want to taste something bitter. So that way I can know what is the other taste. Yeah. One will not have that wish, because they will never be tired of that sweetness. They'll be never tired of this happiness, bliss. And the greatness about my guru is that this is a time-tested knowledge. the knowledge that Guru has given is not something new, which I have to stumble upon, and I'm even unsure whether it will work or not. I don't have to worry about it, because Shishyali Panktayaha. Pankti means the row. Ali means line. Shishya means student. So rows of student who have been with this guru have all tasted this nirvana rasa. So this guru has produced more and more shishyas who have also attained this. Therefore, the knowledge that is given should not be doubted. We should not think, is it really possible to attain moksha? Is it really possible for me to become ever Brahman? Never should doubt that, because many shishyas have attained this knowledge. So I prostrate and serve the lotus feet of the teacher. Okay, final one. Satchidananda Yogindraha. Fifth one, are there?
I think we don't have the fifth one typed, I think.
Oh, okay.
I haven't typed it yet. Sorry about that.
Okay. Satchidananda Yogindraha Jayanti Bhuvi Kechana. I'll share the screen. You will only have the Sanskrit version, not the. Satchidananda Yogindraha Jayanti Bhuvi Kechana. Yat. So there are two versions of this. Yat Krupa Lavatas Tirnaha. Yat krupa lavatas tirnaha maya samsara varidhi. Satchidananda yogindraha jayanti bhuvi kechana. Yat krupa lavatas tirnaha maya samsara varidhi. Satchidananda Yogindraha. Another teacher, Satchidananda Yogindraha, is victorious. Jayanti. Now, Jayanti is a Bahuvachan Shabda, but here out of respect, it is said. So, in respect, you can say in Bahuvachan also. So, if you are wondering why it is Bahuvachan, that. Or this is the, if we say, you know, if we take it as a guru parampara, so all those guru in that lineage are Satchidananda Yogindra. They have all united themselves to that Satchidananda Swarupa. And they are victorious. All who attain this selfhood, they are all victorious. Where? Do I have to go to Swargaloka to attain? No. Bhuvi, on earth, here itself. Don't have to wait for anything else. Here on this earth itself. Kechana. Very rare. Kechana means some. But some here doesn't mean, you know, that some person like that. It's not like that. Some means very rare are those who have attained this Sachidananda Swarupa on this earth here. And those who have, they are victorious. They are truly victorious. Yat Krupa Lavataha. Lavataha means a little bit, a very tiny bit of Krupa. Krupa, compassion. So a tiny bit of compassion maya, by me, samsara varidhi tirna. This ocean of samsara, this great depth of web I have crossed. Tirna. So I was able to cross this delusional samsara by a little bit of compassion by my guru. So all that was required is my guru's love. I served my guru, but that was not because of me serving. It was because my guru allowed me to serve. So there is no glory to me that I served. There is only glory to my guru who I was thinking I was serving, but my guru was washing away my ignorance as I was serving. So in this way, by this service, those who have attained this Sachidananda or my guru Sachidananda is truly victorious on this earth because of his compassion. I was able to cross the samsara. Okay. This finishes the Mangalacharana. Now, this is Mangalacharana, as we said, by Swayam Prakashitiji. Now, before we go into the Mangalacharana, and you know, I'm not sure. Archanaji, you don't have the first shloka either, right?
No, I don't. Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
I couldn't finish it.
So we'll see the first shloka next week. That's okay. But Swayam Prakashayati ji lays out a groundwork for why Lakshmidhar Kavi is going to give a Mangalacharana. What is the purpose for Lakshmidhar Kavi to write this Advaita Makranda? So he puts out this groundwork idea for Advaita Makranda. Is this clear so far? Should we go further? Anybody have any questions? This is not like Dakshinamurti, right? This is not tough, right? This is very simple.
So Dhirenji, there is Mangalacharan by Swayam Prakashayati ji, as well as who wrote this?
Lakshmidhar
Kavi. So both of them have Mangalacharan. Right. Okay. So what you covered is what is written by Swayam Prakashayat.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So again, I will show these five shlokas. These are the five shlokas. And they are part of this commentary called Rasabhivyanjika. Rasabhivyanjika, that is the commentary by Swayam Prakashayati ji. So there is this. the first shloka of the text Advaita Makaranda is the invocation verse by Lakshmi Dharaka. So shall I go forward? We have about 6 minutes or so. So I will, I will not waste time. That way we can move along in a good pace with the text. Okay. So what prompted Lakshmi Dharakari to start talking about Advaita? So Swayam Prakash Itiji says, that there is some Lakshmidhara Kavi. And this Lakshmidhara Kavi is desiring to write Advaita Makaranda for students. For what kind of student is he writing? So now a description is given of the student. And by this description, also is spoken about their eligibility for the scholarship. Now, we should not think, this is not a checklist for us, that we should think that, I don't do this, I don't do this, I don't do this. This is not meant for me. The definition given is of a students who would be in the ashram, who would study this way. There's a different way that these all have applied to us. And we can still consider ourselves as the adhikari. So who are these students? So these students are one who follow Nitya Naimittika Karma, who abide by this thought of, I must perform my duties, responsibilities well. Who are not willing to shy away from the responsibilities. And by performing this, what have they done? They've purified their inner self. They've purified their mind. They've developed this discipline for themselves. And this is one of the crux of Grihastha Ashrama. To perform our duties with utmost diligence. And as we perform, remove the kamya karma and nishiddha karma. Over time, doesn't have to be right away. It's not that I have to get rid of my kamya karma today itself, because it is too difficult. Unless we go to some hermitage and give up everything, that's possible then. Because out of sight, out of mind. But if it is in my sight, the desire comes. So over a period of time, when I have gotten rid of my kamya karma, or I will get rid of my kamya karma and nishiddha karma, and I will only perform nitya naimittika karma. That purifies the inner self. Mental purity. And with that mental purity is born viveka, vairagya, shamadishakta santati, mumukshutva. So mental purity leads to sadhana chatushtaya. So sadhana chatushtaya santati. So we must also make sure we practice Viveka, Vairagya, Samadhi, Shatkasanta, Moksha, at a regular intervals in our life. actually without interval, without break, should be continuous. We must try and practice that. Nitya Naimittika Karma. By performing this, Viveka, Vairagya, Shatsampatti, and Mokshutva, there arises within the student's heart desire to know the Self. That I want to know who I am. If we have come across to this level, it has come across to us also. Sure, we may have started attending Chinmay Mission, Balavihar, actually not Balavihar, study groups and all these different programs because we were either forced by family members or because I wanted to force my child to go and attend Balavihar. So it forced me to join. But after going through all of that, what did that do? It removed my temptation for this world and it made me more and more involved with this idea of I want to know the Self. So it built this curiosity for me. So Atma Vividisha, that desire to know myself has come about now. Which is important. And if that burning desire is there, then alone knowledge becomes true. If the burning desire is not there, then maybe we need to cultivate that burning desire. Okay, so that is at 9:30 right now. So we'll pause here and we'll see who the student is and why is Lakshmidhara Kavi giving this shlokas to these students. Okay, so it may seem that these are good students, and obviously they are good students. There is something that is lacking for them, something that they don't have, and Lakshmidhara Kavi wants to give to them. So who are these students is what we are seeing. We'll pick this up next week. Let's do the prayer. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.